is your be moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I'm encouraging you to play your tape all the way through. We have on occasion talked about uncluttering, and I confess that this is a task I can sometimes put off. I will ignore the pile of clothes on the chair in my bedroom, or I'll work around the pile of papers on my desk until I can't take it anymore. Then one morning, I'll wake up early, tackle my mess, and I'll feel all the better for it. Clutter comes in many forms, though, and this means I may also need to unclutter my heart and mind. For example, I'll know God has put something on my heart to do, but I put it off week after week, month after month. I can give several excuses, but the real reason I put it off is because I fear that when I give this new venture my all, it won't be good enough. In the same way the clothes pile up on my chair, these pent-up feelings of fear and inadequacy can pile up on my heart. Fear can paralyze you until you play your tape all the way through. The same was true for Gideon. God called him to defeat the Midianites, but he felt inadequate. Here's the key. God knew that when he called Gideon to the assignment, that he would be with him every step of the way. This is why the angel called Gideon mighty warrior before he stepped onto the battlefield. When you play your tape all the way through, you see you are not alone. God is with you each step of the way. Tune into the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel today as I share my lesson of playing my tape all the way through. But before you do, remember these words. Now all glory to God, who is able, through his mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Ephesians 3:20. So today, at each step, he's there.